at the Work Truck Week in the lobby of the Hyatt with my favorite moderator and speaker for our biannual Commercial Vehicle Business Summit, Gregory Skinner. And Gregory and I both today went to the Green Truck Summit, right?
Yeah, super interesting. Yeah. It's nice to hear all these different speakers with different points of view coming up. I think it was a little contentious, no? Like some of the things, I think, pushed people off their axis a little bit.
I was really excited. So Gregory is with Escalant,
right.
Which is, why don't you
it's
give us
a quick global consultancy. We operate worldwide in a variety of different sectors, including automotive and commercial vehicle, of
right.
course. We've been doing it for quite a while at this point. And really, I mean, we work with all the different OEs, all the different upfitters, manufacturers, so we're pretty well versed in what's going on in the industry.
What's going on?
Yeah.
And one of your co-workers, Andrew Robel,
yes.
was, in my opinion, the star this morning because
yeah.
he was the second speaker, and he stood up and he basically said what we all know in our hearts,
mm-hmm.
which is the goals are not reasonable.
Yeah.
That, you know, the prediction from the data that you have
yeah.
is that by 2030, the commercial vehicle space will only be 20% market share
right.
EV.
Yeah.
And he listed numerous reasons why. He explained an ecosystem that consists of about six different elements that pressure, and we're not going to go into
mm-hmm.
that because that'll be a separate
yeah,
podcast.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But the three that I really came away with that I felt was about adoption was adoption happens based upon geography,
yep.
use case,
yep.
and size of fleet,
yep.
right?
Yeah, and I think that, you know, he was one of those people who really, I think, maybe disrupted that line of thinking a little bit, you know, and we know these things from an industry perspective, you know, and from a supplier perspective, I think there's a little bit of a conflict there. So on the supply side, there's people who are ready to rock. On the usage side, maybe not so ready to go. And then there's regulations in there. There's a bunch of different factors that
right.
all need to be considered for this
yeah.
to be viable.
Yeah.
And then he just sort of laid it out there and said, hey, they're all not working together right now. So
that's right.
Yeah.
And the pressures don't always just make it happen.
Yeah, exactly.
One of the last questions at the end of the session was, will California back down, right? And he was very politically polite, but
yeah.
I think the bottom line is we've seen him do it, and we know that it is not advantageous to the U.S. economy
mm.
to prevent the economy from being successful.
Yeah, and you know, that's, for me, one of the most interesting things is, so I work in California, I live in California, and you know, that's all we sort of hear. And the interesting thing for me is when you leave California, you realize that the prioritization of the regulations doesn't exist, you know, for some of the rest of the country.
Mm-hmm.
By the same token, I think it's really important that there are these sort of upstart states that are really pushing the mandate,
yeah.
whether or not they're realistic, because something needs to happen, and if
right.
they don't do it, then nobody's going to do it.
Well, and he clarified that, you know, the 17 states that have signed
the MOU.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
that they want things to happen,
right.
that they're willing to commit and verbally, publicly state that they want things to
right.
happen. But that's different than things can happen.
Yeah.
And so, but you're right. If we don't head in the direction, if we don't commit,
yeah.
we never will.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
yeah. I think what's the other interesting thing for me, I think the use case thing, I think, was a, you know, this flavor that came out in all the different sessions where you really have to look at the practical application of the technology or
right.
the powertrain or the fuel to be effective as a user, like as a fleet or a commercial vehicle owner.
Yeah.
And this is really the first time I've heard people really acknowledge that and sort of build that into their
I
line of thinking.
I was so proud because in his presentation, Escalant is, for the first time ever, using Work Truck Solutions data.
Right.
And so the charts that were up there that showed the different vocational
right.
percentages
mm-hmm.
that allowed him to illustrate that perfectly,
yeah.
along with charts on body types and stuff,
yeah.
it really, you know, he said, Andrew told me afterwards in this very overpacked room, it was the most number of people that he saw pull up with their
yeah.
phones to take pictures of it,
yeah.
because nobody's ever thought that way before.
Yeah, I think they're just taking pictures of Andrew because he was in a suit and tie.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time
absolutely.
To talk to us today, and I'm sure we'll be talking in the future about Commercial Vehicle Business Summit, which has been now set for May 10th and the 11th.
Right.
And should we give them a little hint to the theme?
No, let's keep it. No. Okay, tell them.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm kind of excited about it because, and in fact, Andrew's, you know, he's led right into this because nobody knows. We're all heading in a direction. We're holding hands. We're trying to get there.
Yeah.
And so the theme that we're working with this year is future-ish.
Future-ish. Love it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.